It is Gina Crash. Good morning, you guys. I can't wait to introduce you to our two guests this morning. We have Jeffrey Kendrick. We welcome him back, the executive director of MCVET, that is the Maryland Center for Veterans Education and Training, Inc., right here in Baltimore. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Good morning, Gina. How are you?
It's always good to have you here. It's such a wonderful organization, and you always bring lots of fun people to help sort of explain all that you do and everyone that you help. And I want to introduce our new friend, Mr. Lewis Thomas. You're an alum of MCVET as well, and you did 3 years in the Navy, right?
That's correct.
And 2.5 years at MCVET.
That's correct.
And you, it says here, I'm reading your bio, it says you came to MCVET to change your life.
That's correct.
And we're going to hear all about that. And then because of MCVET and the 12 Steps program, you're living your best life.
You're right.
Did I take the words out of your mouth?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shoot. Wait, let's start that again, and we'll let you do that, Lewis, because I don't think we've had the pleasure of speaking with you in the past, but we're really happy that you really add to the story to explain, you know, not only the programs that MCVET offers, but how they benefit people just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. So thank you so much for being here, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
And you've also brought some friends with you. Tina, I think, is recording things in the corner for social media. So
yeah.
I hope we have our best, not only our best life, but our best faces on right now. And Joe is here, who is... your MCVET transportation liaison, right? Doing good things. And we just took a quick tour of the radio stations. Shout out to The Fan is one of the stations.
105.7.
You got that right. And you ran into our friend Ed Norris in the hallway. And Entercom Baltimore here is, you know, this is part of our programming to sort of explain to people what wonderful organizations are right here in our city and the people that they're helping. So, you know, is there any more intro that you want to start with, Lewis, that I, you know, kind of stole your thunder there for a second? But is there anything else you want to add about how important it is for you to be here and things that, you know, you want to talk about today as well?
Yeah, I think it's very important that I was, you know, asked by Mr. Kendrick, you know, to be a part of this, because I'm an alumni of the program, Maryland Center for Veteran Education and Training. And, you know, it just feel good that somebody has seen something in me to ask me to come up here to share with you how good the program has been to me.
Can't wait for us to find out more about you and everything. I mean, first up, the organization, too. And either one of you can speak to this. But, Jeffrey, I know you've been... How long have you been with MCVET? It's been quite a while now, right?
A long time. Going on 15 years now.
That's amazing longevity.
Yeah. Yeah, but not totally 15 years as the executive director. I inherited the role from Colonel Charles Williams, which we consider to be the founder, the guiding principal of the program. So 15 years of MCVET in various roles, but as the executive director for the last four.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then how about Mr. Lewis Thomas? How did you find out about MCVET? You know, at what point in your life did you need the services of MCVET? And how did you know? Had you heard about them, or how did you first find out about them?
No, I found out about MCVET from another veteran that came to the prison system, and he talked about it. He said, any veterans here, and, you know, I talked to him later on, and he said, when you get released, if you want to change your life, how about giving it a shot? And I came in there on March the 1st of 1999 and never looked back.
And the veterans helping veterans, there's nothing better than that.
Nothing like it.
There's no one that understands what you've been through more than a fellow vet. And Jeffrey, you're also a veteran as well, right?
I am. I did 23 years in the Air Force, not knowing really that a person that was a veteran could actually end up being homeless.
That's right.
So I went through MCVET just answering a want ad for a particular position and thinking that I was only going to be there for a couple years, thinking I was going on to greener pastures, but... something about going in the doors of MCVET, you start to work there and you start to see that you're actually helping people, turning their lives around, and it just kind of it grabs you. And then before you know it, you turn around and it's almost like I was there yesterday. But now we're going on 15 years, so it's quite a great place. And if people have not visited, we invite them to come on down. We're located on 301 North High Street. So come by and see where miracles are made and see where men and women who have served this country and for various reasons that ended up being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this program nestled in the heart of Baltimore that provides the services to turn their lives around.
And thank goodness you guys are there, too. And as the time that you've been there, both of you, you've seen it grow tremendously. Your programs have increased. And where do we start? I guess I know you're very, very proud of the intensive outpatient program that you have, right? The IOP. I think maybe we had you in probably about a year ago. And was that about when it launched?
We started putting the formation of the IOP together. We're proud to announce that as of 1 April, we started actually accepting clients. We have the capacity to take, and what's unique for us this year is besides the fact that we provide service for veterans, we're also open for non-veterans. anyone that is having any crisis in, that pertains to drug and alcohol treatment. Where at one time we were just a housing venue, mm-hmm. we now have the ability to bring in clients that are in crisis with drug and alcohol treatment, opiate treatment, that they can actually receive in the facility. So we're really looking forward to that.
So we hear a lot about the opioid epidemic, and especially in the state of Maryland and in Baltimore and surrounding counties. It is a huge problem. Is that what you saw in your vets and also now in your civilians that come in, that increased need? I mean, what's the current state, do you think, in that epidemic right now?
Well, it's just an ongoing problem, something that has to be addressed and looked at. And I think that if anyone can actually take on this problem, why not veterans? You know, mm-hmm. we've always been on the front lines, the battlefield, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a new crisis, a new battlefield. And so we're glad that besides having the opportunity to say, come into our program, receive the services from our case managers. I think Lewis was with Ms. Washington.
That's correct.
Who's been there, one of our longstanding case managers. But well, for us, it's a little bit different. A man and woman can come to our program and they gravitate to the staff that is there and will work with that staff member. So now having the opportunity to be able to do clinical treatment, it's a major step for us. And we just think that we're going to go leaps and beyonds of where we've been. And in 25 years, we'll venture to say what we're going to be doing 25 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll just see.
How can people learn more about that, and what do they need to come with? Just the wanting to get the help, or do they need a recommendation or a doctor's recommendation or any of that? Or can anybody that thinks that they're at that point where they need that help can get that help?
It's open to anyone. Just come through the doors. We're open 24 hours a day. Person would just present themselves saying they need help, and we just take it from there.
And that's good enough, right? So how have you seen it change, Lewis, over the years? Like, and do they like look to you know, McVet alums like yourself for things that maybe you needed that they didn't have at the time that they have now? Like, have you experienced that growth as well that you've seen, like Jeffrey has over the years?
Yeah, when I came through there, it's almost like the fad is going on with the internet, you know.
Right, right.
Such and such old. Well, when I came there, they still had TVs that was on the floor,
yeah,
and then another TV on top of it.
Yeah, like the console, and then you probably had like the VCR.
They didn't change from that point now to where they got flat screens on the wall, you know?
And you know, that's important because you want to have a facility that you're proud of that has all the resources that you need, whether it's for job training or, you know, just communicating with, you know, your friends and loved ones. That's important.
Yeah, but it also has, for any veteran or non-veteran, like Mr. Kendra said, that want to come through there, It's that mentality of each one, teach one, reach one to help somebody else.
Each one, teach one, reach one. I like that. Is that the McVet mantra?
No, that's just something that, you know, guys, just we always say to each other.
You help each other out. And is it also women or just men?
It's women there, too.
Women there, too. Mm-hmm. Wow. And female veterans as well?
That's correct.
Because the need is only increasing, I would say. I don't know, without having, like, all the stats in front of me, I would imagine that the needs are getting greater, right?
Well, you know, surprisingly, where we would think that the number of homeless veterans has gone down, it's actually increased.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the last census, I think it said it was close to between 25 and 30,000 veterans that are still homeless in the nation.
In the nation.
So for us to be open for 25 years, and we've had close to 9,000-10,000 veterans come through our door, but it just shows that the need is there. Men and women are still in crisis and need these particular type of services. So McVet nestled in Baltimore, but why just Baltimore? It should probably be nationwide. It should be a McVet, you know, McVet Inc. in Chicago and Cincinnati.
You're right.
And other places to make sure we get these services.
And how do we make that happen? And I think that would be a good lead into, you know, fundraising. And as we're talking about all these new programs and things, we're going to talk about your upcoming 5K, 10K run and walk to benefit homeless veterans as well, coming up Sunday, June 9th, that people can get involved in as well. Is that a plan for you to hopefully take it nationwide? I know the desire is there. And what would it take to make that happen? And how can the people who are hearing this program, you know, help with that?
It's probably going to be probably more difficult now than it has been in the past. Really, you have to have a municipality that is open to opening up a program. And it's got to be in a major city.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you put a program out in the suburbs or out in the surrounding counties, it's probably not going to work as well. Because if you have a homeless population, they're most likely in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So Baltimore was very fortunate at the time when it was Mayor Smoke, that the people that approached, the founders at that time approached with an idea and a concept, and the city was open to it. So you've still got to make sure that you've got a city government that is willing to actually take the initiative to open up a facility. That's not to say it can't be done, but people have to really put their heads together mm-hmm. to get that started. But right. Could I add one thing real quickly?
Sure,
not
of
to
course.
Throw y'all, but yeah. Lewis, they have a, because we have NA and AA meetings every night. you know, recovery is paramount to how our program works. Mm-hmm. People have to follow the 12-step recovery model. And I think what speaks truly to this man's credit is the fact that he has been working in recovery. He's been working diligently, and I think he's a group secretary for one of the meetings that takes place, so maybe he can speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, since I came there over 20 years ago, I found that as my home group, and I've been in various positions of help in that home group. Mm-hmm. You know, so in that 12-step program, I done took every position on in there.
That's great.
You know, and so I still come there, not because I need to come there. I come there because I want to come there.
Yep.
But also, you know, I let people that's coming after me see that if I can do it, you can do it too. So there's no more excuses on, you know, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm showing you that you can do it. They said if you believe, you can achieve anything.
Yeah, it's possible. Yep, for sure. Now, my next question was going to be, Jeffrey, how did we choose Mr. Lewis Thomas as a representative? But I think that just pretty much said it all, that you knew that he was the one that was going to come and speak about MCVET and your amazing programs today.
Well, we've been very fortunate that we've had people such as Lewis Thomas and others that have come through our program that we can always say that, you know, and for men that come in. By the way, we had two men come in our program yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And usually what will happen is when you have a person coming in, they're probably kind of like shell-shocked
mm-hmm.
to walk into this particular type of experience. But by being able to point to alumni that have come through the program, it can tell them, hey, you're not doing anything any different than what I did. Just stay the course, stay, and look where I'm at right now. That what sells the program better than showing the people who have come through the program and the end result of how they've actually come through the program themselves?
Yep, because like anything, there are times when I'm sure you wanted to give up.
No, I never wanted to give up.
Never? You never did?
Nah, from the moment that I came in there, I knew I was done.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that the impact of the facility, how it was going to transform my life.
Right.
But
right.
I have a saying that, you know, I came in there a bum, not the bum you see on the streets. It's the acronym of a boy and able to mature into manhood type of bum,
mm-hmm.
you know. And by coming through there and being around older guys, because when I came there, I was 29 years old. That's kind of young for the average age to be in that facility.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of older men around me that was like saying, you got a chance to do something that I can never do, you know. Be 29 years old and start to live my life over again.
And did you listen to them right away? Because I know,
nope.
Because sometimes when someone tells you that, you have to kind of learn it for yourself at some point when you're ready to listen. You know,
it was like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Right, right, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it comes to find out they did.
Yeah,
you know. And the best thing about the facility, if I must say, is, you know, you come in raw, so you're gonna be around other people that's raw, I don't really know the program,
mm-hmm.
but the longer you stay there, then you transition and they give you more freedom because the object of it is for you to come in, to turn your life around, to be a better person, to go back into your society and contribute into your society. So if that's the case, then they give you more and more, you know, room so you can have your independence. And that's the best thing that could ever come out of that program.
And it almost sounds to me a little bit like when, if you can think back to like basic training and when you started the military, is it kind
that's
of a
correct.
Similar vibe?
Same way.
Where you kind of break it down
platoon,
a little bit. Yeah.
You go through first platoon, that's just like coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You raw right off the street, you're going into basic training, they got to conform you into doing it the military way.
So that's something the vets that are coming in can understand.
That's correct.
And now that you're helping some civilians, especially with your intensive outpatient program and rehab, is that something you have to kind of teach civilians as well, or do they come in with their own kind of way of doing things as well, or how do you all work together like that so well? Because it sounds like you do, you know?
I think the thing to keep in perspective is it's like two different aspects of the program.
Mm-hmm.
The veterans live in the housing component, so they automatically fall into the get up at a certain time, get your area and inspection order, mm-hmm. report to your case managers, eat at a certain time, which are things we did when we joined in the military.
Yes, you've got that routine. Yeah.
Yes.
But now the intensive outpatient is just a clinical setting where you're going for treatment groups.
Okay.
So the people, that's why it's much easier for veterans and non-veterans to assimilate and be together in groups.
Gotcha.
But maybe the difference would be the housing aspect mm-hmm. changes things somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It's almost like a aftercare program or support group
mm-hmm.
so that they can see that other people, you know, going through the same thing they're going through, they can use them to help support them so they can have somebody to reach out to instead of reaching back out to that old way of living.
Their old ways, right, right. Boy, that's a great support system. And you also have something new, I know, that you is coming very, very soon. You're launching a DWI program, which is another program that will also be open to the community. And I know that's still a work in progress, and you, and I'm sure you have more to do with that. And when you're ready to launch, then you'll know when that time is. But what sorts of services will you be able to help, and why was that important to you to expand that even
we
further?
Thought we found that a lot of the veterans that come into our program are in crisis. Some do have outstanding traffic citations for driving while intoxicated. Mm-hmm. But once again, another aspect that's offered to the community that's for veterans and non-veterans. So it's a 6 to 8 week course where you have actual instructions, which will be done at MCVET. And then upon completion, a person is given a certificate that they're able to take back to the court to actually show them that they've gone through a certified driving while intoxicated course, which I think does mitigate their charges somewhat.
MCVET's biggest fundraiser, which is right around the corner. Who wants it? I know you can probably both tell us about the 24th annual 5K, 10K race and walk, which is coming up Sunday, June 9th. Tell us all about the where, the when, the how we can get involved, and what makes this 5K so special.
Well, it's just as you stated, it is our annual fundraiser. It is our biggest fundraiser. It's one that the community comes in and they really gravitate and come out and support. So on June 9th, 7:30, we'll start our 5K, and at 8:30, we start our 10K. Starts at the War Memorial Plaza, runs through downtown, and here's how I sell it. It runs through scenic downtown Baltimore.
I love it. It's a beautiful city. It is.
Beautiful day. We always have a great day. Sun's out. Great crowd. We start at the War Memorial Plaza, run through downtown Baltimore, through the Inner Harbor, turn around at the Science Center for the 5K. And for those that have got enough, let's say they're in better shape than me, they are able to do the 10K,
got me beat. Yeah.
You know, and go all the way up to Fort McHenry and back. And this year we're honored that we have President of the Baltimore Ravens, Dick Katz, as our race marshal.
That's huge.
And Mr. Katz has participated in the race for the last 4 or 5 years.
That's awesome.
He always medals in his category. So this year he decided to actually be the race marshal, and he's going to have the distinct honor of actually running in the race and being the race marshal. So we're looking forward to all of the community coming out, and not only coming out just for the race, but if you want to support veterans, and mm-hmm. we all want to support
we
veterans.
We do, yeah.
Because I don't think there's anyone that doesn't have a veteran in their family, whether you served
You're
or
right.
not. I'm sure there's a link somewhere there. Why mm-hmm. not come out and support an organization that is giving back to the veteran community?
And people can now, do they need to pre-register, or can you kind of pop in the day of the race, or what's the best way
there
to do
There are
that?
Some pre-registration things that are available. You can register online on our website, but we do have packet pickups that are located a week before the race, but that does not prevent a person from coming up to register for the race on the actual day of the event.
Gotcha, gotcha. But if you're one of those people that's kind of organized in advance, right, then you can go to your website, which, as you said, is mcvet.org, right?
Yes.
And they can also get more info. There are some people that like the old-fashioned phone. And if you want that, you could do 410-576-9626. And again, you can either, you know, do your pre-registration or just roll up day of. And that, again, you got plenty of time now. So Sunday, June 9th. Is when that is. And I wanted to make sure to talk about some other cool things that you guys are doing. For instance, we all have pollen all over our vehicles, right? What is this I hear about MCVET's car wash? It's not just like, you know, going to the car wash and just paying the car wash guy the money, but this money is going to a great place. And when do you guys do that? And how'd you start doing it? That's a great idea.
I don't know the origins of the car wash, but it was well in effect. I think Lewis could probably talk better about that.
Okay.
But
I think it was my first year down there. They had just started the car wash.
That's a great idea.
Just trying to bring some extra money,
yeah.
You know, and then it's the camaraderie of having, you know, the veterans there washing your car, music playing. It's almost like it's a family atmosphere.
It sounds
you know?
Like a party, yeah.
Yeah, it do be almost like a party. And you get your car washed, get it cleaned inside out, you know.
So we're talking about detail and car wash and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. And, you know, you see where your money going at. Like I told you, we went from TVs on the floor to TVs on the wall.
And all that takes donations and the help of the public, yep.
Yeah.
And is there some, is that the best way that people can help by, you know, obviously supporting your events like the 5K, 10K and the car wash and going to the website? Is there, do you find that people want to volunteer their time? Is that, you know, not uncommon for people to do that as well? Or how can they best, you know, help MCVET and raise those needed funds that you
need? There are plenty of volunteer opportunities at MCVET. Just last week, Comcast came and did a Comcast Cares Day where they had a lot of members of their organization came and spent an entire Saturday with us doing various projects throughout the building. But we are open to volunteer opportunities throughout the week. People can come in and volunteer and work in our laundry room, come in and work in our administrative section, helping us with our filing. And some people will come in and work in our maintenance section, our dining facility. And, of course, we just mentioned the car wash. And, by the way, the funds raised for the car wash actually do go into the general operating funds that we actually use for the veterans. Pays for the cable TV that's on the wall.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned,
you know, everything costs money.
Everything does.
You
got to
keep the lights on. You got to feed everybody. You got to make sure you have the tools you need, right?
And they start as early as 8 o'clock on Fridays.
Yeah, this is Friday?
It's Friday, Saturday.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
That's correct.
That's convenient for everybody, isn't it?
Yes,
that's amazing. Yeah. Are you guys on social media as well? I know if you just go to mcvet.org, you'll be able to get those direct links. But if I recall, I think I follow you
on Facebook and LinkedIn, Instagram. We're out there everywhere we can possibly be because we believe that it is very important for us to continue to brand our organization, to get out on social media so people can find us. You know, conversely, we just had a veteran come in last week from California.
Oh, wow.
And so that just goes to show how prominent social media can be.
You're right.
You know, and I asked him, how did he find out? And he told me he was just on the website at a VA hospital in California.
No way.
Looking for something because he had family members on the East Coast, so he was interested in relocating to the Baltimore area. Saw us on Facebook. Then he went by and invested and looked into our website. He actually worked himself to find a way to get all the way to Baltimore.
That's amazing.
Knocked on our door last week, and he's currently in the program as we speak.
That's great that you're able to help someone literally across the country, which, again, you know, sort of supports your wish in the future to be McVet on a national level.
There we
because
go.
There
yeah,
are certainly
sure.
people that need that help. And you guys, great job in getting that message out so that you're reaching people like him as far as California. And who knows who else, you know, might also be able to help, right?
Yeah, you'll hear plenty of stories. I have a guy that came through when I came through there. He walked all the way from New Jersey.
Wow.
He walked from New Jersey down to Baltimore to get in this program.
Oh, that's amazing. And how was his experience with McVet? Was worth that walk, right?
Yeah, he's still here.
He's still here and he's still
doing good. Now he's on his own tractor trailer company.
That's amazing. So I love those success stories. Any more of those that you want to share, Jeffrey? I'm sure there are many. You know,
we could have another 10 programs about that. We could be here all day talking about success stories.
That's a good problem to have, though.
But last year we did have our first, because we offer employment services along with housing, the ultimate goal in employment and housing.
Right, right.
But we had a gentleman that went through our program and actually got his doctorate.
That's amazing.
And we're really proud about that. We have other gentlemen that you know, own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, full-time employees, become homeowners. And so I always tell everybody that there's a possibility that as you go to work throughout the day, as you're walking down the street, you could be passing a person that was a veteran, that was homeless, but you, of course, do not see that aura on that person anymore because of the services that McVet has done for them. And we think that's the most gratifying thing that we as a staff are able to do is knowing that we've seen a person come in from day one, and then we see them when they walk out the door, and I guarantee you it's not the same person that you saw.
That's tremendous work. Well, I'm so proud of both of you and everyone you work with every day, too.
We do have a tremendous staff at McVet directorate with Sarita Spencer, Rebe Bryant, Lori Frazier on the director level. Then our case managers, Rose Washington, Candace Weiss, Stacy Dempsey, Tamika Miles. I can keep it. Stanley Daniels. I'm just doing some shout-outs.
Yeah, he's not even reading this. This is amazing.
But I just want to make sure that there's going to be some guys upset. Thomas Cameron, other people will be upset that I didn't mention their name. Mike Reeves. So we've got plenty of people there. And we're all what we call ourselves Team McVet.
Like that.
Sylvia McGirt. See, I'm trying to make sure I get all those names in there.
I'm hearing a lot.
Team McVet, and they all pull together for one specific purpose, and that is if a man or woman has been a veteran, if they've served this country, surely they deserve more than just being a person that ends up being homeless. So if we can find a way to take that individual by the hand, lead them through our doors, and the end result becomes that they become a better father, a better mother, better parent, mm-hmm. you know, better son, better daughter, then what more could we ask for?
Absolutely. That's very well said. How about you, Lewis? Anything else you want to add or anybody you want to thank?
No, he said it all.
He pretty much summed it up, didn't
he? I just get things that, you know, the doors was open for me when I decided to change my life around.
Yeah,
you know?
you guys, now
I just do the same thing and just, like I always tell people, they say you don't show no excitement, but my gratitude shows when I can give back to somebody else.
Yep.
And then see them grow and stay.
You guys are doing great work. Thank you both so much. And thank you for your service as well and for inspiring so many other veterans and helping them out. And boy, anybody who's listening to this program, I sure hope they want to go to mcvet.org and help out and also to participate in McVet's 24th annual 5K, 10K run.
Come on out for the run. Yes, yep. Definitely.
You can still sign up in advance or just roll up the day of Sunday, June 9th. It starts at War Memorial Plaza, 7:30 in the morning. And so if people, oh, how about sponsorships real quick? That's one thing I forgot.
Goodness, there's still sponsorships available. Yes. Different levels.
Awesome.
Starts at the top level, which I think is $1,000, and works its way down.
I thought I'd start with the money with that last ditch effort.
Yeah, we're not running for free, so yeah, we need people to come on out.
You mentioned Comcast Xfinity. There's another similar telecommunications.
Toyota Financial has been out. Boom. So Exelon Corporation has come out. So we've got plenty of people that have gravitated and helped our organization, and we need more.
That's perfect.
The more the merrier.
Corporate generosity, individual generosity, fellow veterans, whoever it might be. We appreciate every dollar raised, and you guys, it's going to the best cause I know of. So thank you both so much. You've been listening to Jeffrey Kendrick, Executive Director of the Maryland Center for Veterans Education and Training, Inc., better known as McVet, and Mr. Lewis Thomas, alum of McVet and also fellow veteran. Thank you both so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And if anybody else needs any more info, McVet.org. I'm Gina Crash. You can reach out on social media on all the platforms, just like McVet at Gina Crash, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.